I'm going to talk a little bit about a project that we're working on at Tufts. It is an immigrant health study that's set in the context of an undergraduate research seminar. So. It's a little lag time between slides. okay, so I'm just going to first go over the background of the project and kind of the conceptualization of the study itself and our existing resources, then the design of both the seminar and the study, and our outcomes and to date, which include the challenges and facilitating factors. So where did the study come from? Where did the idea come from? It came from Geneva, Switzerland, all the way to Somerville, Massachusetts, which was quite a journey. In Geneva, the International Center for Migration and Health did a wonderful project that looked at immigrant experiences in Geneva. And it worked with community partners, and as a result of the project, they were really able to advocate for services and create policy change. And so through our, we have a Tufts in Tailloir, France, and there was a partnership that was made, because you're probably thinking, well, how did you get all the way from Geneva over to Tufts? But the Tufts in Tailloir, France, there was a guest speaker from the Center for International, the International Center for Migration and Health, who had met with the coordinator of the Tufts in Tailloir, and there were some already existing partnerships between the two. So that's how it made its way to Tufts. And so just to think about how we're able to put this into the context of the class, I thought it was really important to think about what's happening at Tufts and the environment around community-based research and active citizenship. And so there was the Tisch College for Active Citizenship, which supports faculty as well as student initiatives in the community, who funded the immigrant health study to be implemented in Somerville. And then we also have a Tufts community-based research collaborative and an immigrant occupational health study, which created our existing partnerships with a group called the Immigrant Service Providers Group, which is made up of local providers in the Somerville community from healthcare, social service, mental health, and occupational health, who are our existing community partner. So we built on that partnership that was already created by the occupational health study, and to really think about if the community was even interested in looking at immigrant health. Was this an issue that was important? Somerville is a community that is a minority-majority, and the main groups are immigrant groups from Brazil, Haiti, and Spanish-speaking countries, mainly El Salvador. We met with our local partners, and they were, in fact, said, we would like to create policy change. We have no data. City tells us no data, no problem. Hospital tells us no data, no problem. Bring us data, and we can really begin to look and see if there's a problem. So we worked with the community providers and said, we're thinking of this. Would you be interested? And when they said yes, we kind of moved forward. So, okay. In moving forward, we had the funding. We had the go-ahead from the community as an area of interest, and we had to think, well, implementing a study is a lot bigger than, what we have here. So who are our partners, more partners on campus who it might work? And the community health program, which I teach in, I was just coming on board at the time, was really interested in working with the study and working with it in students, because we believe that it's really important to engage undergraduate students in the local community. So it's a multidisciplinary program. It's a second major at Tufts, so the students not only major in community health, but they're also majoring in psychology, engineering, chemistry, across across the liberal arts. So you can move forward to the next slide. So our problem was, now how can we engage these undergraduate research students in the immigrant health study and bring our community partners on board? And so it had been done in the past. On one occasion, there was an alcohol study that had been set in the context of a class, and so we went with the community health theory and practice and began to recruit students who might be interested in the project. So we did receive the grant from Learn and Serve in addition to our Tisch money to move forward with the project, and it was a grant for innovation. So we said, well, what makes this course really innovative is that it's a course, but it's a research team. We're interdisciplinary faculty, and we also incorporate local community members into the course. So it's Tufts students, undergraduate students, faculty from across disciplines, and local community members. So our team, oh, I don't want to jump ahead of the slides, throw myself off. It is a little slow. Pause gives you time for self-reflection, which is positive. Okay. I'm going to jump ahead. So the faculty, we have faculty from the Freeman School of Nutrition, from the Community Health Program, from the Department of Civil and Environmental Engineering, and from the Fletcher School for Diplomacy. We enrolled 4 community members, which was kind of an interesting concept because it wasn't a traditional. The university was saying, well, you can't really enroll people because they're not students. So we enrolled 4 community members in the class, and they don't receive university credit. Through the Learn and Serve grant, we are able to offer stipends to the community members, and our community members are immigrants themselves from Brazil and from Haiti. And then we have tough students in the course with majors in community health. All our community health majors. They also are international relations, psychology, child development, biopsychology, Spanish and engineering. And the students themselves, in order to enroll in the class, they had to speak the languages that were in the local community before they could enroll. So they're native speakers of Spanish, Haitian Creole, and Portuguese because that was our target population. And we do have one student who isn't a native speaker, but she happens to have an interest in database development, and so we needed that component on our research team as well. And so she's our data person, our key leader there. So, next slide. So in terms of the study, what does it look like? I'm just going to keep talking because I don't know how long the system is going to take. We are looking at immigrants, folks who are born abroad, who live in the community of Somerville, who are adults, and who are speakers of English, Spanish, Portuguese, and Haitian Creole. So that's what our study population looks like. We're using a snowball sample for recruitment, and what it involves is our community partners through the local immigrant service providers group will refer us folks. We also recruit at fairs, local health fairs that are geared towards the immigrant community. And we partner with churches, local business, healthcare organizations, socials and civic organizations, as well, I said local businesses. And that's how we're recruiting folks. And then we do the snowball from there where each person who's interviewed can refer additional folks who might be interested in participating in the study. And it is anonymous. There are some real challenges right now in the community. The atmosphere is not positive politically in terms of working with immigrants. So recruitment has been a challenge for us just going in and ways to really build credibility in the community, which is it's very helpful in terms of having existing relationships with the Immigrant Service Providers Group and our community partners. The survey itself, we used the survey that was implemented in Geneva, and our community partners, as well as the research team, modified the survey to better fit the Somerville community, which was another challenge for the project because we really had to think about we wanted to be able to do comparison data with the work that's being done in Geneva. We also wanted to meet the needs of our community partners in Somerville. We wanted to have a survey that wasn't long, that would turn off people off in terms of I don't have all this time to sit with you and answer these questions. And we wanted our students to be part of that process in developing the instrument as well. So those are the factors that we look at, general socio-demographic, migration history, family, and experiences with health, mental health, and healthcare services. We also are looking at the sense of coherence scale and experiences with child-related services in the justice system. So, okay, I talked about some of the challenges. I think one of the biggest challenges for us moving forward was consensus, really working as a team, students, faculty and community members, because every faculty member we all bring to the table what we're interested in looking at. Our community partners they have their interests, and then the students have interests as well as the community members, which might be different than our community partners. I think a lot of times when we work with community leaders as institutions doing community-based research, we work with community leaders, and we don't often hear the voices of the community itself. So that has been an interesting area where there hasn't been a match in terms of the community members we have that are in the class don't necessarily think the same thing as the leaders we've been working with. assets are just been the connections that we have and how we're all able to learn from them and build our ability to work within the community. So I can take any questions about the project as well. Thank you.